This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the wheat markets for Wednesday, March 10th. Well, the wheat markets are struggling to maintain any upward momentum here. In fact, we're kind of just continuing to dribble lower. The crop report yesterday didn't give us anything, certainly not on a bullish perspective. If anything, it was just slightly bearish. USDA raised Australia's production by 3 million tons, taking it up to 33 million tons. That wasn't a huge surprise to the trade, and it really is more in line with where the trade had been all along anyway. However, again, it was more of a bearish push to the downside. And in the only other major or notable change they made was Brazilian soybean production. They took it up 1 million tons to 134 million tons, which is still up 6 from a year ago. So we're looking like with all the troubles that Brazil had, they are going to still come in with a record crop. And of course, that's largely due to huge plantings, record plantings. So yield declines are being offset by the increase in plantings. So what's breaking the market really is weather. The dry conditions in Argentina had propped up corn and beans for quite some time. The rains are in the forecast. They started to show up yesterday in the forecast. This would be toward the end of next week. Today, those rains are still there. They're kind of bringing them up a little bit. So it looks like we're going to get some relief as far as Argentina goes. And that was kind of the one thing really holding the row crop complex together. So that's starting to buckle. And then, of course, we got a major storm coming through the southern and central plains for wheat, just as we're really getting into the growing season. And it's going to come right over the dry areas of the far western plains. Eastern Colorado, western Kansas is going to get a huge amount of wet snow. I mean, this is just ideal moisture to get this crop off to a great start. It does not appear we had much winter kill from that wicked storm that we had a few weeks ago. So we're breaking dormancy well into Kansas, and we're greening up well there, and are going to get a major snow and rainstorm. So it doesn't look like we've got weather or production issues really on the forefront there either. It's not going to break the drought, but boy, this is going to go a huge way to getting that crop started. Any tillering that the plant would need to do or want to do, it's going to have plenty of moisture available. This is going to be a major component into at least the start of a big crop in the southern plains. And keeping in mind, we did have an increase in planted acres there as well. So this is why we're starting to see, you know, the wheat market dribble lower. The night session was weaker across the grain complex, and that's continuing into the day session. Wheat had an outside day lower a couple days ago, and then yesterday we just had an inside day higher. So it looked like the market was going to try to offset that outside day lower, but now we're basically back down and testing Monday's lows. Kansas City starting to break below that low. So it's not looking good. This would basically confirm the double top in wheat from the mid-January high to the late February high in Kansas City. It's almost an exact double top. In Chicago, it's close enough to be a double top. Minneapolis, pretty much there as well. So this is a tough technical formation when you look at the charts that the wheat market is in. Now, normally, you start to work your way higher into April and into that early May time window. My guess is that with the good growing conditions that we're starting off with here in the Southern Plains, it's going to be difficult to get the market to rally very much unless you see something really developing across the rest of the Northern Hemisphere. And that would really primarily be over the Black Sea region. So my guess is that the wheat market probably is confirming a high. We might get some secondary rally again into early May, but this rainstorm that we're getting, again, while it may not break the drought, it's going to go a huge way into getting this crop off to a very good start. And of course, you've got the row crops under pressure with rains coming to the last dry pocket in South America and harvest really ramping up across Brazil. They've had their troubles, but the soybean crop is getting harvested, it's getting transported, and it's getting loaded. So that's what's starting to break the soy complex as well. So my guess is that You know, with soybeans there too, you're probably looking at a pretty strong double top on the old crop. New crop had put in new highs. Both corn and soybeans had put in new highs on new crop. And that market, I think, is if nothing else, certainly due for a correction. You know, it doesn't break the long-term bull market from a demand perspective, but the supply is you know, the Southern Hemisphere supply or South America for corn and beans is starting to come into play here. It's starting to fill the pipeline, especially for soybeans. Corn is the one thing that really could be a player down the road because of your delayed harvest in soybeans. That's pushing your second season corn planting way back in Brazil, where it usually into a time window when it's usually much more dry in Brazil. So that could be a concern, but that's not going to show up for another 2 to 3 months. And of course, we'll be well into our planting season and growing season here in the United States by then. So unfortunately, it looks like we're probably confirming some highs here, at least from a mid-term or a mid-range perspective, short-term and mid-term. Long-term, I think the bull market is still intact. Demand for commodities is huge, with the expectation for inflation to really catch here and get some traction. They're going to be looking at commodities, and of course, you know, demand from China has been off the charts. So again, it doesn't change the underlying demand-driven bull market that we're in, but certainly from a short-term perspective, having a huge harvest coming in from South America is going to stall out the market. And getting good rains on the beginning of your growing season in wheat is going to stall out that market. So I think from here out, we can expect the wheat market to see some more pressure. Again, we might get a little bit of a push up into early May, starting probably in early April, some sort of weather premium. I mean, obviously, it's early. We're just starting to break dormancy in Kansas, but this is a good soaker, and this moisture will be around for a while. So unfortunately, it looks like we probably are confirming again a midterm high in all the grains, really. But for wheat, these double tops are going to be pretty tough to take out unless you really get something strong going. So for now, I look for the markets to be going down, and as long as weather stays conducive, it's going to be tough to rally the market. If you have any questions, you can call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.